Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
On WNYC, and let me get the phones going right away. If you want to take part in a Westchester puzzle with Will Shorts, call in right now and we'll put you on the air. We're going to put you on the air in groups of three because that's how Will Shorts rolls. But call in if you want to play, and if a group gets two in a row right, you're going to win a Brian Lehrer Show New York City Skyline mug. So if you want to play, 646-435-7280, 646-435-7280. Oh, I see line one is lit with a caller from Bronxville. You don't have to be from Westchester to enter. So take your shot. Take your best shot whether or not you're from the borough. The borough, the county north of the borough of the Bronx, 646-435-7280, 646-435-7280. And for those of you who don't know, during this membership drive, we've been breaking up the serious stuff with some fun each day in the form of a New York, New Jersey geography quiz. We've been going region by region with guest quiz leaders every day. Tomorrow, by the way, Staten Island. Somebody just tweeted, are you going to forget Staten Island? No, we're not going to forget Staten Island. And as if we haven't had enough fun already with Cory Booker on New Jersey, Jacqueline Woodson on Brooklyn last week, and more. With us now is none other than NPR puzzle master and New York Times crossword puzzle editor Will Shorts, who lives in Westchester. And rather than a straight Geo quiz, he's come with a Will Shorts weekend edition Sunday style puzzle related to that county just north of the Bronx. Will, I didn't know you actually exist on the weekdays, but I guess you do. So thanks for coming on.
Yeah, I'll do puzzles anytime, Brian.
You want to tell people how this is going to work?
Yeah, well, I've brought some questions that involve wordplay on city and town names in Westchester. So I'll throw out a little, you know, teaser, like a challenge puzzle I do on Sunday morning, and see who comes up with the answer first.
All right. So it's a WNYC Brian Lehrer Show, Will Shorts, Westchester geography puzzle. We're going to put three callers on at the same time. So control room, Juliana, let's go in order. And so we'll take lines one, two, and three right now. And that will be Janet in Bronxville, Jeremy in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Dee in Yonkers. So hello, Janet. Hello, Jeremy. Hello, Dee. Can you hear me?
Hi, good morning. Yes.
I can, everybody.
Will, I am in your hands.
All right, guys. Well, here you go. Here's your first question. Which Westchester city's name is an anagram of New York if you change the W in New York to an S?
They can work together on this, right?
Yeah, or whoever gets
it first. I believe it's mine.
Which is?
I believe it's mine. Yonkers.
Yonkers is it. Change the W in New York to an S and rearrange. Yay. You get Yonkers. How crazy is that?
All right.
All right. Ding, 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 ding. That's one. And if anybody else in the group, or D, if you get another one, gets this next question, because they've got to be two in a row, then all three of you will win a Brian Lehrer Show New York City Skyline mug. We'll go.
All right. Your second one, which town is an anagram of dry ales? D-R-Y-A-L-E-S. Dry ales. Anagram.
Scarsdale.
To make a town. Ardsdale. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Scarsdale. You said Scarsdale.
No.
That's not it. And I said the answer, so we're just going to have to avoid.
Do we get another chance?
You'll get another chance.
Yeah.
The answer was Ardsley. Sorry, I heard the Dale.
It's Ardsley.
It's Ardsley. Okay, here's your next one.
I think Jeremy was going to sneak in there with the right answer, but I can't prove it.
Brian, you're good at what you do. But yeah, anyway, let's.
Okay.
Here's
Will,
your next one.
One more. They get a freebie.
Yeah. Which town?
Thank you.
Which town consists of a word meaning to look furtively plus a word meaning talent?
To look furtively? Furtively plus a word
plus
meaning talent.
Huh.
A word meaning, so it's a two-word town.
No, it's a one-word town, but you put those two parts together.
To look furtively, what would that word be? Any of you guys have a guess on that part?
Okay, you got Christmas packages under the tree, and you kind of look under
something aboo.
There's a four-letter word for that.
Something
aboo.
You
look under the paper. You take a
we got it.
Peekskill. It's Peekskill.
It is Peekskill.
Final answer.
Yay!
That's right, because the word for talent would be skill. All right, Janet in Bronxville, Jeremy in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, D in Yonkers. Hang on, we're going to take all your addresses and send you a WNYC Brian Lehrer Show Skyline mug, so hang on. And we're going to go on to our next set of players. So, Juliana, this is going to be lines 4, 5, and 6. Dominique in Harrison, Marilyn in Portchester, and Elizabeth from somewhere in Westchester that I don't have specifically identified on my board. Elizabeth, where are you?
I'm in Hastings on Hudson.
Beautiful.
Hastings on Hudson. Elizabeth.
Yes, yes, yes. So we've got Hastings, Portchester, and Harrison represented in this group. That's a stop. Hastings on Hudson is a stop on the Hudson line, right?
Right.
That's around right. Dobbs Ferry, Irvington, mm-hmm. Tarrytown, I know. And so, Will, what you got for this group?
All right, here we go. Here's your question. First one. Which town has the letters of move on, that's M-O-V-E-O-N, which town has the letters of move on in left to right order, although not consecutively?
Say it again, Will.
Yeah, which town has the letters of move on, M-O-V-E-O-N, in left to right order, although not consecutively? And
the silence
is
deafening.
It's a two-word name. I might have to tell you the answer, and we'll try another one.
Well, but like, so the move on is within the name in the order of those letters, but that might be within the name, right?
And that's within the name. It's a two-word name, and those six letters appear in left-to-right order. I think I stumped everybody.
You did. You stumped me.
Oh, give us a clue.
Okay, it happens.
You have one more clue?
One more clue. Yeah, it's a two-word name. The first name, first word has five letters, and the second has six.
Huh. All right.
And it's just a little north. It's not too far north of the Bronx.
Wow.
Mount Vernon.
You got it.
Oh, very good. Two of you got it at the same time. Wow, Mount Vernon. Oh, I see. Those letters are in it, but they're not consecutive.
Not consecutive, yeah.
Ha. All right, one more.
All right.
They should get a mark just for getting that really hard one right. But let's see if they can get the one more.
Okay. If you drop three letters from sombreros, that's S-O-M-B-R-E-R-O-S, if you drop three letters from sombreros and read the six that remain from left to right, what town do you get? So the word is sombreros, drop three letters, and the remaining six letters reading from left to right. Name a town in Westchester.
All right. So
what
we have
it?
To figure out which three letters to drop from sombrero.
Plural with an S on the end.
Sombreros. Okay. So we have to drop three letters and we'll make a town. I could kill time while the guests are, the contestants are thinking about it by saying sombrero. Was why Curtis Sliwa, the mayoral candidate for the Republican Party, got suspended from New York One. It was because when he was talking about immigrants from Latin America, he would come on wearing a sombrero, and that was considered racist. So he got suspended for mocking them that way. All right, what three letters are we going to drop from sombrero now that we know too much information about Curtis Sliwa?
It is a town in northern Westchester.
Oh, I got it.
Starting with S.
I got
starting
it.
Starting with
Somers.
S.
Yes.
Somers is it. Okay.
Yay.
Guess what? That is two really hard ones in a row. Somers up near Katona around there, right? So yep. In Sombrero, you kept the S-O-M at the beginning. You dropped the B-R.
The B-R.
You kept the E-R. Dropped
right.
the
O
at the end of Sombrero,
kept
but
the,
kept, the
kept the
S that pluralized it. So Somers. All right. Dominique in Harrison. Marilyn in Portchester. Elizabeth in Hastings. Hang on. We're going to take all your addresses and send you Brian Lehrer's show, New York City Skyline mugs. All right. Now, I
Thank
said.
You.
I
Thank
said,
you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks.
I said that you don't need to be from Westchester to play. And in our next set of three, we're just taking them in the order that calls came in. So it's line 7, line 8, and line 9. Juliana, we have two of the three here, it looks like, not from Westchester. Matt in Jersey City, Bob in Mercer County, also New Jersey, and Vivette in Yonkers. Hi, Vivette. Hi, Bob. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Bob.
And maybe
and I'm
people,
an old New Rochellian.
Okay. Before you move to New Jersey. All right. So
yeah.
you have Westchester cred. What you got for them, Will?
All right, guys, try this. Which town in Westchester is the last name of two U.S. presidents? Which town is the last name
Ford.
Of two U.S. presidents?
Something Ford.
Not Ford.
Bedford, no.
And there was only one.
Town is the? Say it again. Say it again.
So I'll turn it around. There are two U.S. presidents with the same name. You know, like Roosevelt. There is Theodore and Franklin D. So you're looking for
Bush.
There were two Bushes,
but one.
But there is no town in Westchester named Bush or Roosevelt.
Adams.
And there were two Adams, but there is no town in Westchester named Adams. So I think you have every president, with two names, except for the one that's correct.
Huh. Let's see.
There is one other presidential name.
Garfield?
There was only one Garfield.
Monroe is in Orange County.
Johnson.
Oh, you're right. There were two Johnsons, but there's no town in Westchester named Johnson.
So there's one more. Was it a recent president, like somebody before Bush and between?
Way before Bush. They're
Bush?
Both 19th century presidents.
Huh.
One of them was the grandfather of the other.
Harrison.
There you go.
We had Harrison.
Yes,
we had a caller from Harrison
earlier in the quiz. So, okay, Harrison. Right. Can you name the two Harrisons, Will?
William Henry Harrison and Benjamin.
There you go. All right. One more question for this group, and this is going to be our last group, so we hope that we can give them all Brian Lehrer Show New York City Skyline mugs. What's the last question, Will?
Okay. Which town's name would consist of two opposites, one after the other, if you dropped an L from near the end? So you think of the town name, drop an L from near the end, and you're left with two words that mean opposite of each other.
You can work with each other if you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And I save this for last because it's my hometown. It's where I live. I've been a Westchester resident for 28 years now.
Oh, and I know where you live, so now I've got it. But I can't figure out how it fits in the clue. Give the clue again.
Yeah, take the town's name, drop an L from near the end of the name, and you'll get two words that are opposites.
Pleasantville.
Pleasant and vile. Nice job.
Pleasant and vile, the ping pong capital of the world, at least where Will Shorts is concerned. Matt in Jersey City, Bob in Mercer County, Vivette in Yonkers. You all win a WNYC Brian Lehrer Show New York City Skyline mug, so hang on, and we'll take all your addresses. Be patient, because it could be that our screeners are still getting through the last group where everybody won a mug. And Will Shorts, this has been so much fun, and I don't know how you do it, coming up with these brain teasers, and you took our request to do a Westchester geography quiz, and you turned it into this little piece of magical fun, and you did it. So I guess we'll hear you Sunday morning, right?
That's right. Thanks a lot, Brian.
Thank you, Will Shortz, NPR Puzzle Master and New York Times crossword puzzle editor. Our next guest is going to be Sean Ono Lennon, talking about the 50th anniversary of the song Imagine. Stay with us.